May we help to commence our worship of God this evening by singing hymn number 1134. Hymn 1134 to the tune of Pembroke 719. Come, gracious Spirit, heavenly Dove, with light and comfort from above, our waiting souls set free. Be thou our guardian, thou our guide, o'er every thought and step preside, and draw us after thee. Lead us to Christ, our only rest, and in his love may we be blessed, while in his name we meet. Let precious drops of heavenly dew our courage and our strength renew, and make the promise sweet. Hymn 1134.
Oh. Let us read from the Word of God. In the Psalms, the Psalm number 31 and 32. Psalms 31 and 32. Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. For thou art my strong rock, for an house of defence to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. Thou hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbours, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side, while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvellous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, O ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, O ye that hope in the Lord. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee, in the time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we do seek now to come before thee once more in the solemn exercise of prayer. Give us the exercise, Lord. We cannot command it ourselves. Oh, we pray for prayer, Lord. Oh, do grant it. Oh, we might come to thee, to the footstool of mercy at the throne of grace. O indict it in us, Lord, as our dear friend and brother spoke this morning. O Lord, we beg, and so that we may have the petitions we ask of thee. For we trust we will yet prove, that prayer indicted by the Lord will surely hear. We pray we may have a prayer of faith. We may believe we shall have the petitions we ask of thee. So help us now. And as one is pleading with his God, may each hear thy dear people wrestle too with thee and plead for help in this service. O Lord, help me. This is our need to pray in this way. Lord, help me. We are helpless if left to ourselves. Who is sufficient for these things, Lord? We are not sufficient. But oh, we do come now looking away from ourselves to thyself, Lord. Oh, thou art the King in Zion and the Captain of salvation. Thou art our glorious leader. May we remember and acknowledge, and may we be in exercise for it. Thou dost claim our praise. We do seek to come with real praise, Lord. We may worship thee, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh, we beg we may have such an exercise to praise our God. And Lord, oh, we pray for the enabling of the work and operation of the Spirit in us that will give us worship, Lord, and praise and honour and glory may ascend to thee, Lord. Oh, from this thy garden, one of the gardens of thy grace, do come down into thy garden here tonight and eat thy pleasant fruits. May there be fruits. Fruits appear on the branch of each of us, Lord, it could please thee. To thy honour and glory, Lord, do grant it, we beg. And do come and suit thy blessing to each case here, Lord. Thou knowest each one gathered. Oh, we acknowledge as we see our dear friend, thy servant, come among us, Lord. Thou dost know all about his labours in the former part of the day and this afternoon. And oh, we do pray he may have that favour to feel. There is a flowing on, Lord. Lord, that he has delivered may be blessed and meditated upon, Lord, by the dear friends, Lord, oh, there at Braeburn, we think it was. No, we pray, Lord, for each one gathered, that there may be a portion for six of us, heaven and eight. It would bless the dear young people, the dear children, Lord. Help one to speak, to preach, Lord, in simplicity, Lord, that the dear young people, young children may be able to listen. Lord, do bless them. Oh, we acknowledge those given in the families, if thou hast favoured, Lord, the dear families here, Lord, to have the dear children. We do pray, Lord, that there may be that evidence in their early days of their lives, the early years, oh, that thou art working in them, Lord. We look for it, we watch for it, the evidence of grace, the evidence of thy having begun in each precious soul. Oh, do quicken souls, Lord, and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. Oh, Lord, we do beg that if it be thy holy will, there will work in the young and rising race, and thou mightest so cause them to be in concern about their never-dying souls. Oh, for we're all living in a dangerous world. We know not what a day may bring forth. Oh, and Lord, there are all the snares of this world. Oh, so many things today, so much to attract and allure and draw away. And Lord, it is indeed a perilous time. We are in perilous times. In the last days, perilous time shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, Lord, and now it is so. Oh, the perils. But too, Lord, the perils of false religion. Oh, the perils that Satan so sets up and causes his, if he can, God's people to fall into the traps and gins he sets, Lord. Oh, we pray, Lord, keep the young people. Keep them from becoming ensnared with these terrible things of these days, Lord. Oh, the awful things that are taught even in schools, Lord, and that they can so soon take hold of. Keep them from them, Lord, we beg. And oh, may the evidence of thy beginning, thy work in them, give dear parents that favour to have hope. And, oh Lord, whereas they are concerned much regarding advising the young to be careful in this world, as in school life and in further education maybe, and Lord, oh, they are very careful and prayerful regarding their dear children. And Lord, oh, we do pray there may be that comfort of seeing and witnessing, Lord, that there is a concern in one and another of the dear children. Oh, that thou art working. Oh, that thou art working to save and bless, and oh, to keep. Oh, here we all need keeping, as our dear friend and brother has prayed. Oh, do keep us, Lord, from evil, that it may not grieve us. Keep us in this dangerous way. Keep us, Lord, in our profession of thy name. Keep us, Lord, and Lord, thou knowest, one does indeed feel the need to be kept, even in the preaching of the word, that we might not preach or say things that are, Lord, of danger and could be a snare to thy dear people. Oh, we pray for the truth, and the truth as it is in Jesus, and that we might know that wonderful witness personally and among our friends, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. No, we pray for this evening, Lord, as we come to thy word once more to consider it together. We pray it may be our favour, Lord, to see the wonders of redeeming love in thy word, the part of thy word, Lord, that was led us to be meditating on. And, Lord, as we know, we find Jesus Christ in all the scriptures. And, oh, as we have prayed in the way of it, Lord, in the hymn, Lord, that last verse, lead us to Christ, our only rest. Oh, we do pray for this, Lord. Oh, may the Holy Spirit lead, send us to Christ. May we know it here tonight. Oh, lead us to Christ, our only rest. Oh, that favour of resting in Christ, the ark of grace. Oh, we pray for this, Lord. So do bless souls in these ways according to thy will. And do them good, Lord. Feed them, favour them. Bless them, Lord. May there be those indeed blessings, even a blessing, a portion for 6 and for 7 and for 8. Oh, Lord, do grant it, we beg thee, and even more according to thy will. We pray that precious souls here may be blessed. And, Lord, as thy people gather in other causes, especially think of and remember our dear friend, the dear pastor of the dear people here. Oh, among those few dear souls at Swindon, we expect it will be just a few gathered. Oh, Lord, we do pray that he may feel much help, and blessed in his own soul, he may feel the blessing and favour as he preaches the everlasting gospel. And, oh, Lord, we do pray that we'll so bless the friends through his ministering the word to them. Oh, bless and help them. Lord, thou knowest our love to them. And, Lord, too, as we think of dear Stephen, thou knowest how we know he's labouring, Lord, among the friends in Richmond, we understand tonight, as we have been thinking of him, Lord, at Ripley, we think it was in the day. Oh, do help him, Lord, do favour him, Lord. We know as our friend there, the dear deacon there, has expressed several times how, Lord, they receive him so well, dear Stephen. Do help him tonight. Oh, Lord, do help him. Make him a blessing, Lord. Tell them there, few dear souls. You know, if there is, put it into his heart, the desire to reach thy word to them. And, oh, to many as he does go up and down across the land, who continue to bless his labours. Lord, oh, thou knowest we do carry him as we know where he goes. And, Lord, we pray that this night he may feel the favour, thy wonderful help and presence. Oh, Lord, bring him safely back to his dear one later on in the evening, toward nightfall, Lord. And, oh, Lord, dear Tim, too, bring him safely back to his dear ones and to the dear people here. Lord, thou knowest we feel much need to beg for help in our journeys now, whereas we used to feel so strong and able to drive, and Lord, thou knowest how we have so loved driving and going travelling, Lord, but now, as the grasshopper becomes a burden, we do feel it, Lord. We feel the need to pray much for thy keeping. Thy keeping us safe. We beg, Lord, for each of thy servants travelling in the returning home tonight, that they might have the convoy of thy love. Oh, Lord, but oh, as we think of it, we are journeying across the sea of time, and we're coming across it, Lord, a long way across it now. Thou knowest it is in thy will how much farther the journey is, how many more days or months or years we are to be travelling here. And Lord, so much we've had toiling and rowing. But oh, we beg, Lord, that grace we have proved up to now, we may prove to the end of the journey. And Lord, here we think of those words in Psalm 107, and all those going down to the depths and being lifted up, Lord, on those great waves. But Lord, oh, then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, we pray we may have by faith Canaan's goodly land in view and realms of endless day. So help us, give us that clear prospect. Give us the assurance, Lord, it will be well while life shall last, and well when called to die. Make us right and keep us right, Lord. Prepare us, gracious God, to stand before thy face. So hear us, Lord, now in heaven thy dwelling place. We remember to pray for all our friends, Lord, up and down across the land. Thou wilt bless them, favour them, feed them, bless them, Lord. Oh, that they may know the favours of grace, sovereign grace. Sovereign grace, or sin abounding. Lord, so bless thy people. Feed them also and lift them up forever. We beg of thee. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
The notices are that, God willing, our pastor will preach here on Tuesday evening and next Lord's Day, when the ordinance of the Lord's Supper will be observed during the morning service. And on Friday we hold our monthly prayer meeting. May we now be helped to continue our worship by singing hymn number 64 to the tune Newington 884. Hymn 64. Sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all my times are in thy hand, all events at thy command. His decree, who formed the earth, fixed my first and second birth, parents' native place and time, all appointed were by him. He that formed me in the womb, he shall guide me to the tomb. All my times shall ever be ordered by his wise decree. Hymn 64.
Sovereign ruler of the skies,
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to the words in the 31st Psalm, those words headed at the heading of the hymn, the verses 14 and 15. But I trusted, and of course, following the 13th verse, let us read the 13th verse too. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side, while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Every child of God has got enemies, certainly one enemy, the devil. The devil is our enemy, friends, and he has his agents. He has those many agents that he uses. To whom we must acknowledge, we've got mighty enemies without, but even more mighty within. And the world and the flesh and the devil are mighty enemies without. But the devil works inside God's people, in their old nature. The devil, everyone has a personal devil working in us. The old nature is such a place, such a part of us, wherein the devil works. Oh, mighty enemies without, more mighty within. And oh, if you are brought by grace to know this, you will so much need, as we each will, so much need to be fleeing for refuge, that to lay hold of the hope in the gospel. Oh, there's a refuge for sinners the gospel makes known. Oh, as we were preaching on Thursday evening at Clifton, it was that wonderful text in Deuteronomy 33. There is none like the God of Jeshurun, who rideth on the heavens for thy help, and his excellency upon the skies. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. But here it is with the psalmist. He has much acknowledged the troubles he has, those against him, the enemies of his soul. And then he says, wonderfully he's able to say, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies. Friends, can you say this? And but I trusted. I trusted in thee, O Lord. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. It is that the psalmist has a personal knowledge, an experience of God. He knows the true and living God. And he says in this way, acknowledges it like this, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. Now in our troubles, our trials, our sorrows, our afflictions, friends, is it that we can say this? Is this the reality of our favour, the favour we know? Oh, that we trust in God. Have we been so broad as we've been singing? No, here we've been singing, acknowledging the sovereignty of God, the sovereign rule of the skies. Oh, all must come and last and end, we've sung, as shall please, my heavenly friend. But you know, there are those words there we've sung, which I want to consider in this, considering this word tonight. You know, we have sung that the Lord fixed my first and second birth. Can you say that? Can I? Can we truly acknowledge that? Can we acknowledge, we know it by experience, that God, the true and living God, the great God Jehovah, that God fixed our first and second birth, and how is it that we are able to say that? We cannot say it if we've not been born again. We cannot say it if we're still only in the darkness of nature. Has there been a change of heart with us? Have we been born of the Spirit? Has God begun his work in us? Are we made alive spiritually? You know, I want to carefully acknowledge this and speak this. You know, we're all alive here. We've all got our life, our own personal life. We're living. We're human beings. We've been born. We've been naturally born. And you dear young people, you dear children, you sit with your dear parents or one of your parents you are here with. And you've been born. You're alive. But you know we're born in a solemn state. Because we're born as sinners. We're born according to the fall of mankind. We're born in sin and shapen in iniquity, all of us. We're all sinners. We're born like that. We're born in that state. We're born as coming into this world as sinners. Original sin, that which came in through the transgression of Adam and Eve. Oh, original sin. Sin entered and death by sin. After God's wonderful creation, God made everything perfect. There was no sin in the world how God created it. But sin entered through the transgression of the breaking of God's command, taking of the forbidden fruit. Oh, sin entered and death by sin. And so every one of the human race are born in sin, shapen in iniquity. We come into this world like that as we've been born. But oh God, God has set his love upon a number of people, a great number, a number which no man can number. And these people, the people of God, whom God has chosen for his praise, to be his people, they must be born again. God must begin to deal with them. God must begin to teach them. Oh, have I been born again? Has God begun to teach us? Has God begun to work in us? Oh, he has certainly begun to work in the psalmist. Oh, dear David, the psalmist here, God had been working in him, and he knew his times were in God's hand. My times are in thy hand. But those words in the 14th verse, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. How did he? By faith. He was born of the Spirit. He's born again. He had the grace of God. He was under grace. The free favour of God, the love of God, was indeed toward him, and he knew in some measure this favour, and he trusted in God. Though he got enemies, though he got many troubles, though he was thought to be very troubled as a guilty sinner himself, he knew there was that one he trusted in. I trusted in thee, O Lord. Oh, wonderful to be able to say that. But I trusted in thee, O Lord, I said. I said, thou art my God. Oh, can we say God? God Jehovah, the great God, is my God. I trusted in thee, O Lord, I said, thou art my God. This is what he gives testimony of. This is what he says here. I trusted in thee, O God. And what a wonderful part it is, with all these enemies against him, with all these troubles of heart. Oh, is it with you, with all your troubles of heart, your deep feeling of guilt, of conscience, your sins, your iniquities, mine. Oh, the many troubles of heart we have, the many enemies we have without and within, and the world and the flesh and the devil. Oh, can we say, but I trusted in thee. O Lord, I said thou art my God. I know the favour of it, friends, and then to be able to rightly acknowledge my times are in thy hand. My times are in thy hand. I was reading this afternoon in the second epistle to the Corinthians, and those things that the apostle expresses there, particularly in the 6th and 7th chapters. And you know here, he feels the grief and the things against him and the many sorrows. But oh, he is a favoured man, trusted in the Lord. And all God's people do. Oh, God's people are brought to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord at all times, ye people. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Can we say tonight that we trust in the Lord, the living God? Oh, that God has so worked in us and brought us to trust in him, the Lord God, the God of all grace, that he is to us. We're brought to know it and experience it under the free, unmerited favour of God. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. Thou art my God, my times are in thy hand. Oh, you know how we've been singing. Oh, what the hymn writer acknowledged there. Dear Ireland truly knew it in great favour. Oh, how he was so given to know, acknowledge. My times are in thy hand. All events at thy command. Not a single shaft can hit till the God of love see fit. So we have this favour, friends, if we're in the secret of this through sovereign grace. Oh, my times are in thy hand. But here we have, it's a part of the psalm where the psalmist is, as it were, speaking directly to God. My times are in thy hand. I said, my times are in thy hand. I said, thou art my God, my times are in thy hand. Oh, the favour of it, the security of it, the safety of it, the favour of having this favour, believing, knowing it. My times are in thy hand, a sovereign God. Oh, do you love God as a sovereign God? You're a sovereign God, sovereign ruler of the skies. Oh, it's such a favour to be one of the subjects, friends. Oh, cannot be estimated for the worth and value of it, being made by grace a subject of a sovereign God, the sovereign ruler of the skies, of the great God Jehovah, one of his children, one of his subjects, one of his family. There's a family on earth whose father fills the throne. Oh, can you acknowledge it? Can I? This great favour, my times are in thy hand, God's hand. Oh, one said, that glorious hand on which I live. Oh, the great favours God commands, the great favours God grants his people. Oh, my times are in thy hand, the hand of the sovereign God, the Lord God Almighty, the God, the true and living God, God Jehovah. My times are in thy hand. And that time of God's great favour to us, of his beginning with us, the witness of his not leaving us in the ruins of the fall, but he's quickening us into life, and we become by his grace born of the Spirit. Can you give witness of this? That he fixed your first and second birth, the sovereignty of God, the great sovereign love of God. Oh, the sovereign love of God for you to so be brought to be in the favour of being called by grace divine, the purpose of God, the witness, the proof of election, which is known by calling. Oh, the favour of being born of the Spirit. So can you acknowledge it? Like we have in the former verse, as the psalmist acknowledged, but I trusted in thee, O Lord, I said, thou art my God. Many times in the Psalms, as the psalmist plead in the desperate need in their cases, as particularly David did much, you know, it is, they plead, thou art my God. God's people plead this. It's a way of wonderfully pleading and taking no denial, importuning the throne of grace. I can no denial take when I plead for Jesus' sake, and you plead acknowledging thou art my God. And wonderfully favoured you are if you can acknowledge before God the Father, thou art my God and Father, and Christ is my older brother. And you plead before God the Father, the precious name of Jesus. He is your all and in all. He is all your hope and desire. Jesus, God's dear Son who came to this earth, wrapped in humanity to die for crimes that we have done. Thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Times, the time of favour of being quickened into life, born of the Spirit. The times of favour of God teaching us. You know, this is so wonderful. You young people, any one of you who may have the favour of hope of believing, God has already begun to teach you. And Jesus has become precious. This is the witness. Your times are in God's hand. If Jesus has become precious to you, been made precious to you. Oh, the time of quickening has come, and God has begun to work, and he's making you feel your need to pray. He's making you feel your need as a sinner, the need of a saviour. And Jesus becomes precious. Is this the fame, as some of you know, one and another of you know, that Jesus Christ, by the work of the Spirit in you, has become precious to you. You need him. You need him. You're a sinner. You need salvation. You need Jesus. You need Jesus Christ. You need, and you find you need to pray, Lord. Lord, help me. Lord, have mercy on me. And you plead the precious name of Jesus. You know, God teaches you, and you favour to know his name shall be called Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. Oh, is it so given to you to so plead, to so pray like this? The Lord Jesus Christ may favour you to know that he came for you. He came to this earth for you. Oh, you will say, did he come for me? Did he come and did he suffer on the cross for me? Did he come to redeem me, to save me? Oh, you do need to know it. My times are in his hand. Times of being in the school of Christ, in the school of God's grace, being taught by the Spirit. My times are in his hand. What a favour if a young soul can feel this, can acknowledge this, that they are being brought by the Spirit of God to be so concerned and know their need and to pray to God. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You need salvation. Jesus Christ becomes precious. The Lord is teaching you that the one thing needful is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one thing needful. I without him perish must. My times are in thy hand. God is dealing with you, teaching you. God is working in you. He's begun to and he's carrying on his work. My times are in his hand. Times, solemn time, you may have to know. In some depth and measure you will have to know. Under the law of God. Oh, God's holy law is so solemn. It condemns me. It condemns me. It brings me in to be feelingly guilty as a wretched, guilty sinner. Oh, God's law condemns me. Oh, I am convicted under God's law. I know I deserve to be punished. I know I deserve to be punished for my sins in that solemn, terrible place, hell. But, oh, God has shown me there is a way of salvation. Jesus Christ is the friend of sinners. He's the refuge for sinners, which the gospel makes known. My times of being taught these things, being schooled in the school of God's grace, being brought to so know that Jesus is the one thing needful. Oh, and he is being made precious to me. Oh, you pray to God, give me Christ, or else I die. Oh, my times are in his hand, in thy hand. And times, the hymn writer says, to taste the Saviour's love. Oh, wonderful times these are. You know how we read on in the following psalm, and what wonderful things are stated there at the beginning of it. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. And this can only be and will be as God so has purposed to bless his people, as he brings his people to know their need of Jesus Christ. And as he brings his people to be earnest in seeking to know their interest in the Saviour's blood. For the Son of God came to shed his blood here on earth to make atonement for the sins of the whole family of God, the whole church of God. And oh, to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. This is what God teaches in his school, in these times of his teaching, his dealing in mercy with those he's quickened into life, those he loves, who he set his everlasting love upon before the foundation of the world. And here in time, God is working in them, working in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. My times are in his hand. Oh, I feel condemned to die. Out of the mouth of God Most High. But oh, God has for his people punished his own dear Son for the sins of the people of the whole family of God. And my times are in thy hand. God gives me to hope that the Lord Jesus Christ suffered, bled and died for me. Oh, you know this need. Each one of God's people are taught and brought to know their need of a Saviour, their need of redemption, their need of salvation. And oh, my times, it's a time of grace. I'm in the times of grace, the free favour of God, God's way to work in me and teach me and give me to know how much I need to be saved by grace. Oh, my times are in thy hand. Yes, these dear psalmists knew it. Old Testament saints knew their need of Christ, need of the Messiah to come for them. They knew that all the types and shadows of the ceremonial law, all the offerings of sacrifice, of the firstlings of the flock in the sin offerings, oh, that they did not make the comers unto those sacrifices perfect. They did not take away sin. They were types and shadows of the good thing to come, the wonderful completeness and fullness of the offering of Christ, the sacrifice of Christ. Oh, that when he would come and they looked forward to his coming, oh, that he would take all the sin of the old church away. Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sins away, a sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. So, friends, you see, this is the way God favours souls, blesses souls. It brings them to know and taste redeeming love. Oh, are you, and even some of you dear young ones, and oh, may it be for every one of you in God's time, are you seeking the Lord, seeking to know and taste of his holy redeeming love, to know he came for you and suffered for you on the cross of Calvary, and he shed his blood for you. Is it a time of grace in this way that you're seeking to know the pardon of your sins, seeking to know forgiveness? Oh, here we acknowledge it, forgiveness, a joyful sound to malefactors doomed to die. Oh, we think of how it is literally so when in some countries still those that have done very solemn crimes are condemned to die and their lives are taken as they are executed for punishment for their dreadful crimes. Oh, our dreadful crimes, friends. We have committed our sins against a holy God, sins against God's name and blood. Oh, hey, we deserve to be punished for our sins. But, oh God, in great love and mercy, to a number which no man can number, he has so ordered it and given his dear Son, and his dear Son has suffered the punishment instead. Oh, the time of favour, being brought into the blessed favour of believing, into the favour of the liberty of the gospel. Oh, are we earnestly seeking for this, friends, to know where Jesus crucified for me, and that he came and he gave his own life a ransom for us, for me? Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Did he devote that sacred head for such a worm or wretch as me? Oh, was it for me the Saviour died? Oh, God so works, causing his dear people, his dear children, to seek him, to seek to know this, to seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he's near. My times of seeking, my times of being in exercise of prayer and earnestly begging, oh, for forgiveness, for pardon, to know my sins are put away, are forgiven. Oh, that God has forgiven me. You know, in some of the Psalms there are blessed things. I think it's Psalm 103, where the psalmist there is able to say, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. You think of it. Oh, sin put away, blotted out by the blood of Jesus, put away by Christ's sacrifice. Oh, this is what you need and I need, to know our sins are put away, blotted out by the blood of Christ. Oh, this is what you will be seeking for in the time of earnest seeking. My times are in thy hand, and God gives exercise. The Holy Spirit working in God's people gives them. He gives us to be in earnestness of exercise, needing salvation, needing forgiveness, needing pardon, and pleading for it, and pleading in that one way it can come to us, pleading the blood of Jesus Christ, pleading the blood that did for sin atone, pleading before the throne of God, the sacrifice of Christ, we may know it was for me, that he shed his blood for me. Oh, is this the time of exercise that we're in, friends? Have we been in it? Do we have need now here, even tonight, for it? Have you got fresh contracted guilt upon your conscience? Do you feel you need, if you have had application of the blood of Christ in former years, do you feel to need it now? Do you need a fresh application? Oh, we plead the blood that did for sin atone. It's a time of grace. It's a time of favour that holy sacrifice Christ has made. Oh, there's that favour to be known. I think of it in the terms of the hymn. It's a wonderful bursting up and bursting out of acknowledgement. And oh, my soul with wonder view for sin to come. There's pardon for present sins, past sins, present sins, and sin to come. Oh, my soul with wonder view for sin to come. There's pardon too. And we need it, friends. Oh, we so greatly need it. And oh, is it a time that we've been brought to know our need and feel our need? And feel the need to be earnestly seeking it. Oh, how we have that great weight and burden of sin and guilt upon us. And we do need to have it, have a release from it. To know forgiveness. To know pardon. And to know that wonderful way of it, in the way of Christ's sacrifice, his holy blood shed. But oh, friends, my times are near, such as by the Spirit I know that I have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. John has it clear. He says, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And you know the Lord who was here on earth, who came to suffer, bleed and die here on earth. He is in heaven now at God's right hand. And he is in his holy offices there in heaven. And he is interceding, he is pleading. He is pleading his own merits before God the Father in the highest court of justice there ever has been. Sometimes people talk about the highest court, the Supreme Court and so on, of the countries of the world, but the highest court is the court of heaven. And Christ is there, the Son of God is there. And he's pleading the causes of his people who are still on earth in Meshach. And they are troubled, they are burdened with sin. They have many, many troubles and much need to cry to God, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And they seek the Lord, they seek forgiveness. Oh, is it given you to be in this exercise? You know what is so terribly, solemnly opposite to gracious exercise is solemn neglectfulness. And God, he gives the question in his word, a solemn, searching question. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? What a terrible thing it is to be in that sad neglect, in the sad state of being at ease, being in carnal ease, and God's people can so fall into that. Oh, friends, may the Holy Spirit so stir us up that we might not be in that sad state, in that sad state of neglectfulness. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? And you know what that word, if it is solemnly spoken to us and and brought upon us to be effectual to do us good, it will stir us up that we might not neglect. And God will show us clearly that if we neglect his great salvation and are not restored in a way before we come to the end of our days, oh, solemnly, sad and solemn is the outcome of our lives. To be found wanting in God's tremendous day is far better, and it's wonderful by grace that God's people are brought in to be found in the balances of the sanctuary, found wanting here in time, that they might not be condemned with an ungodly world at the judgment day. If you are really brought to feel, if you're brought in to be feelingly wanting, I believe that will stir a soul up to earnest prayer that we might be prepared to stand before God's face. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience, clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Oh, is it a time of earnest seeking? Do you need the Saviour? Do you need a fresh token, a fresh application of the blood of Christ? Do you need to plead the blood that did for sin atone? Is it in real need you are in exercise for salvation? Oh, that you might have the application by faith of Christ's holy sin atoning blood to your heart and conscience. You might know forgiveness. Oh, might know that your transgression is forgiven. Your sin is covered. Oh, as the psalmist begins in the following psalm. Oh, is this the concern God has given you? Is this the time of grace you're in? My times are in thy hand. Oh, wonderful if it is. And I believe the Lord will appear. It is sovereign time appointed that he has determined before the world he'll come to bless. He'll come to do us good. He'll come to apply the remedy. Oh, that remedy which is without us, friends. See it. See it in the Saviour's blood. Sin's within me. All about me. But the remedy is without us. See it in the Saviour's blood. Yes. Such a time of favour. My times in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. It's so much the great trouble, the conflict, the warfare the child of God has to know, and he has to endure it, and he can only endure it by grace. You know, a time of conflict, a battle against us, mighty foe, the adversary Satan, the arch enemy of the church. But oh, God gives strength. He gives that grace. They're in a time of grace, a time of favour of God. God gives the graces of the Spirit. He gives the shield of faith. He gives the sword of the Spirit. He gives the word of God. The word of God may dwell in us richly, and that we might so be trusting God. Oh, not leaning on an arm of flesh, that will fail us. We dare not trust to that, but leaning upon all-sufficient grace. Oh, his grace is sufficient. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. Oh, the wonderful favour in this time of grace. God's people are blessed to be in. My times are in thy hand. God is giving grace. I hope I can honestly avouch it, friends. God gives us grace to bear up and carry our cross. He gives us grace to journey on and to persevere. He gives grace. He will give grace and glory, friends. He will. This is his holy truth, his holy purpose. for each of his people. They are living under the sovereign love of God. He's their sovereign God, God Jehovah, God the Father. Oh, blessed favour to be able to say, my Father. I believe I can give witness of it. Oh, God brought me to that, to be able to say, my Father, oh, and he still says, blissful name, oh, may I call thee mine. Maybe in your heart and your desire, some of you younger friends or older ones too, you long to be able to say, my Father. Oh, may the dear Holy Spirit, he will in his time, I believe, if you really have the desire for it, the felt need of it. Oh, that you were taken in by God the Father, adopted as his own child, children of God, joined heirs with Christ. And so that you may be able to say in the wonderful times of God's grace, my times are in his hand, oh God, my Father. How the apostles, how particularly Paul and others of the apostles in those beginnings of the epistles, where you find it in several places. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of them runs like this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. That's the new birth. Begotten us again unto a lively hope. And also that is known and expressed in thankfulness to God when God restores a soul that may have slipped or fallen or backslidden. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And oh, it's got this in it, friends. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Oh, friends, the favour of knowing God, our sovereign God, our sovereign God, a God of love, of grace, of love immense. How free his favours to dispense, and we, I, to the mercy seat repair, sincere as given, said, I meet thee there. Oh, we can come to the mercy seat. We can come to the footstool of mercy, and he hears our prayers, and it's all grounded upon the great sacrifice God has made. Jesus Christ, God's dear Son, came to this earth to suffer, bleed, and die, and he took the dying traitor's place and suffered in her stead. For man, O miracle of grace, for man, the Saviour bled. Oh, it's a great favour of being in the school of Christ. My times are in thy hand. And though there are enemies, many enemies, mighty without, more mighty within, my times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. The 16th verse is blessed to consider, if God give light and open it up to us very briefly. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. We began this morning, friends. Serve the Lord with fear. Serve the Lord with fear. Rejoice with trembling. Oh, God's appointed us that we should serve him. It's not just a word to God's servants who are his ministers, but it is to them and to all his people. Serve the Lord with fear. Oh, the way of God favouring his people. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Are we a servant? We should be a servant. In praise to God, in living to God's praise, Some are in God's hand, appointed from all eternity to be his servants. And his word here that comes in the way of the Spirit giving it to one, serve the Lord with fear. And so we began the heading of the hymn in the prayer meeting, serve the Lord with fear. Oh, we must not rebel against this if we're called to serve the Lord. Oh, it may be particularly to be a servant of God. The holy will of God is this, that God has appointed one and another to be his servant, serve him. To obey is better than sacrifice. Obey his voice and all his will esteem. Oh, that we may serve him. Serve God acceptably, not for merit, not for salvation, but bearing the fruits of the Spirit. And those of us called to preach the gospel, oh, we need grace, we need strength, we need help. We cannot do it ourselves, but he gives grace. He gives the anointing. Oh, the anointing that ye have received of him. Oh, teaches you all things. His truth and is no lie. Oh, serve the Lord. Oh, serve him. Oh, is this thy calling? Is this the time you've come to? You've come to this time. My times are in his hand. Time to serve him. The following verse, ponder it, friends, as God may help you. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Save me from disobeying. Save me from Satan's trying to do everything against me. Satan making me, trying to make me take the wrong step, trying to make me take the wrong decision, trying to make me make shipwreck of faith. Save me. Oh, save me for thy mercy's sake. Amen.
May we be held to conclude our worship by singing hymn 730, 730, to the tune Miles Lane 178. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him Lord of all. Ye souls, redeemed of Gentile race, ye ransomed from the fall, hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Hymn 730.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything there was seen amiss here in our services today. Do own and bless thy word, those parts of thy word we've been considering, Lord. Bless thy word to thy people. Oh, may we so know that favour, thy word being applied to us. Oh, that we might testify thy word was found and I did eat it. And it was the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Bless the friends, Lord. Be with them, lead them on, lead us each on in the way everlasting. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.